I'm excited to present to you tonight the Go for Harmony parenting approach. Let's think about our relationships, our connections with both our spouse and our children as a heavy rope. This rope is made up of many different strands. Each thread or strand is an interaction. Every time that there's a negative interaction, criticism, rejection, a threat, a strand tears. So now the connection isn't as strong. The rope is fraying. The rope is not so strong. Now what happens if a rope that's made up of many strands is fraying to the point that most of the strands are tearing? So that's a very, very poor connection. In marriage, the connection, and if the connection is weak, if the rope is torn and the threads are torn, it's much less likely that you're going to get what you want and what you need, the love, the warmth, the attention that you want from your husband. With your children, the same thing. If your rope is fraying, if the connection is weak, it's much less likely that you're going to get good behavior, cooperation, nachas from your children. Children need to be flooded with positivity and warmth and affection. And if they don't get that, then it's as though we're not watering, you know, you're not giving a plant the nutrients it needs, the water, the sunlight. It's much less likely that they will be successful. It's much less likely that they'll be well-behaved. It's less likely that they'll be motivated to please you. And it's less likely that they'll be able to control their emotions, have self-control. So the lax connection, the rope that's fraying, is going to make your life so much more difficult, right? That your children will be more rebellious and will have more difficult behavior. So essentially, every time we engage in harmful interactions, negative interactions, then we are eating away at the connection, at the rope between us and our spouse or us and our children. So we're really hurting ourselves because our spouse will not be able to be supportive of us and love us and have the emotional energy to fill our needs when the connection is frayed. And our children won't be easy, happy, well-adjusted when the connection is frayed. So life is so much more difficult when the rope is full of broken strands. And it's so much easier and beautiful and more simple when we learn how to keep that rope strong, how to make sure that the strands will not tear. Because, again, it's the many interactions that we have with the most important people in our lives that's going to make the difference. If you have many positive interactions, the rope will be strong. And then, you know, b'derech hatava, you can hope, you know, of course with siyata d'shmaya, you can hope to see that success and that your children will be easy and well-adjusted and happy, or easier, right? And the same from your spouse. If most of the, you know, most of the threads are intact and there's mostly positive interactions, again, you could expect that your spouse, again, b'derech hatava, with siyata d'shmaya, you could hope at least that your spouse is going to be there for you. So much of the time, when we have negative interactions, we're really hurting ourselves. We're making our lives so much harder because it's so hard to live in a home where there's poor connection, weak connections. With our family members, our lives are so much more complicated. We experience so much more difficulty, so much more challenges. So much of the approach that I'm presenting in this teleconference is actually presented in a book called Spear the Child. That's the book that I'm using. A lot of the teleconference is based on that book. It's an English version of a sefer called Al Techatu B'Yeled. So, Emet Hashem, the approach that I'm presenting in this teleconference will help you keep the rope strong and will help that most of your interactions be effective and create happy relationships. And then, Emet Hashem, your life will be so much easier. Your home life will be so much easier, so much more peaceful. And the challenge of raising children will, Emet Hashem, be a little bit less difficult. So as I said, the approach that I'm presenting in this teleconference is an approach that presented in a book called Spare the Child, or the Sefer in Hebrew is called Al Techetu B'Yeled. It's written by Rabbi Yechiel Yaakovson Shlita, who he's renowned in the world of Chinuch and Eretz Yisrael. He was encouraged to do this by Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Shach Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Shlomo Volbi Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Steinman Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So they encourage him to be Oisik in Chinuch and help the Klal learn what true Torah Chinuch is. So I'm going to divide parenting into two parts. The first part is the part that we are working on building a relationship with our children. We're talking about topics that interest them. We're talking about topics that interest you, right? We're sharing with our children about ourselves. We're talking about Ruchnius. We're talking about the Torah. We're talking about whatever is important to us, whatever we appreciate. We're sharing hopes and dreams. And it's the part of parenting that's building a friendship with our children. So now when I say friendship, I don't mean that you should be your children's friend, but I mean that it's the part of parenting where you're connecting in a positive way, positive and meaningful way with your children. So the other part of parenting is routines and structure, getting your children to do all their responsibilities so that they can be healthy and well, right? So that they can have an environment which is conducive to learning. And this would include getting them to sleep, homework, showers, baths, getting them to school, getting them to eat, right? Teaching them to clean up after themselves, teaching them to dress well, to keep their stuff neat and organized, right? So these are all crucial skills that they need in order to be successful. And both are so crucial. They're so important. And they both depend on each other in parenting. If you don't have the cooperation of your children, if you don't have structure and routine, then home life is a struggle. And the focus of home life will be taken up by all the tasks and the responsibilities that your children have to do. So there'll be a lot of focus and talk about everything that they need to do. It's going to be like, you know, did you do this yet? Did you get put away your coat and school bag? Come sit down and eat. That's going to be the general focus. And most of your interactions with your children are going to be in this area. So if it's something if routine and structure doesn't come relatively easy, then you won't have time to build a friendship with your children. But if your home life is only about building a friendship, then you're handicapping your children because they won't acquire the necessary life skills they need to be successful. They won't learn to listen to authority. They won't have the security. They'll lack the security they need. You know, so both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, they need to have these life skills. And the ability to follow rules and listen to authority is a huge part of Yiddishkeit.
So listen to the rest of this class. Text the word Gopher Harmony, CO, number 4, Harmony, to 887-660-4066. 887-660-4066. Thanks for taking the time to listen.